In Iraq, elections for National Assembly are now just a couple weeks away. Campaign posters are plastered on many of the protective cement barricades that are ubiquitous in Baghdad. But still, no one knows basic information about Election Day, such as where people will actually go to cast their ballots. NPR's Emily Harris joins us from Baghdad. Emily, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Scott.
And so they don't have places marked that say this will be a polling place?
Well, they're expected to use schools, but the government hasn't announced which schools and which people should go to which schools yet, partly because they don't want to publicize any information about the elections early for security reasons, mm-hmm. and partly because they're still trying to figure out which ones would be best. They have to put up big cement barriers or sandbag walls around all of these to make a barricade where no cars can get in. Mm-hmm. So they're still working on that. And people also don't know yet that driving is probably going to be largely banned on Election Day. There have been ads going out, just starting now, about how to vote that go over real basics like line up, be quiet, bring your photo ID. But even those don't actually mention, for example, that people will actually be casting two ballots, one for a national parliament and one for a provincial assembly.
Mm. And tell us about the vote counting procedure, how the ballots are going to be tallied when results will be reported. What's known about that?
The ballots are supposed to be counted actually in the polling stations. An election official today said it could take days, maybe a week. And he was asked whether the government was making any provisions for backup electricity if people were going to be counting ballots into the night, because the electricity goes off and on here quite mm-hmm. regularly. And he said, well, electricity is supposed to be getting better, so it doesn't seem that they have generators planned at this moment, at least.
Mm. Of course, this election is being examined by so many people around the world, not only to see if people will be able to successfully and safely cast ballots in the threat of terrorist actions, but for the legitimacy of the results. What kind of troop of international observers will be on the scene?
International, very, very few, if any. There will be Iraqi observers. Political parties can register as monitors, and some have. And there is a new Iraqi organization that's funded by American, British, and European money. They've trained several thousand monitors. They don't know how many are actually going to show up on Election Day. And in any event, they have fewer monitors than there are election polling stations in the country. So it will be a pretty scattered effort. There is an international group led by Canada that's supposed to be organizing a team of observers, but right now, from what I understand, they're mainly operating in Jordan and are not yet in Iraq. If they do get a few people here, they're probably going to be kept to secure areas where there'll be a little bit of voting going on, like in the green zone, but they won't be out wandering around Iraq checking the voting out.
And, of course, Emily, there are several Sunni groups who are calling for a boycott of the election. Other Sunnis who simply say, look, I'd love to vote, but I don't think it's safe to show up at the polls. Give us some idea of what kind of projections are being made about the turnout among Sunni voters. What percentage people might be looking at that might enhance the reputation or credibility of the elections?
Yeah, that is a big question. And it's not really clear at all how many Sunnis will be voting, but what would be legitimate, the answer really runs across the board. One member of a leading Shiite Muslim party told us today that he would like to see 60% of Sunni Muslims voting. That is seen as pretty unrealistic by many other observers. International observers I've spoken to include some military and some international non-governmental organization people say that it might even be as low as 20. But they take the view that it's their choice, it's Iraqis' choice, Sunni Muslims' choice to go to the ballot, to go to the polls or not. Of course, from the perspective of some of these people who've either faced threats or are concerned about mm-hmm. car bombs, they're looking at it, well, you know, maybe something will go wrong and I could get killed trying to vote.
You know, Emily, we've got a little over 30 seconds left. What's a campaign look like? I mean, can candidates shake hands? Do they get up on soapboxes and say, this is what I believe in? Or is security just too much of a concern for that?
There's been a little teeny bit of that. The Communist Party did hold a rally. There has been some door-to-door stuff. There are pamphlets and leaflets being handed out at some mosques. A big Shiite party is planning, I'm told, a rally in Basra on Monday, which would be the first type of event that they've held. But it's a pretty low visibility campaign at this point. It's mainly posters plastered along walls that people mostly drive by, actually, not walk by.
NPR's Emily Harris in Baghdad, thanks for being with us.